Explore Napa Valley, California with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Join WSJ Magazine on intimate winery visits with globally acclaimed winemakers and celebrated chefs. Enjoy stunning views, Michelin-starred restaurants, private cellars, and much more. Book this exclusive trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as reported on the podcast previously, Facebook will pay a $5 billion fine after the Federal Trade Commission found it deceived users and managed their personal data with improper care. Now let's talk about what the new settlement really means for our precious user data. That's after these tech headlines. Capital One Financial, the fifth largest U.S. credit card issuer, said this week that a hacker accessed the personal information of approximately 106 million card customers and applicants. This is one of the largest ever data breaches of a big bank. The bulk of the exposed data involves information submitted by customers and small businesses in their applications for Capital One credit cards. The breach compromised approximately 140,000 Social Security numbers and 80,000 bank account numbers. The bank said no credit card numbers or login credentials had been exposed, and that its internal investigation is ongoing. The incident is expected to cost the bank approximately $100 million to $150 million. Two of the largest food delivery companies in Europe have struck an $11.1 billion merger deal, joining forces to battle the likes of Uber and Amazon in a fast-growing service. Dutch food deliverer Takeaway has agreed to an all-share transaction with London-listed Just Eat. Subject to final approval, the company said that combined they had 360 million orders last year, worth about $8.1 billion. Analysts say food delivery companies aiming to compete globally can gain an edge by tying up with rivals. Case in point, earlier this year, Amazon led a $575 million funding round for Deliveroo, which helped fund the UK company's meals delivery battle with Uber. And now calling balls and strikes, robot umpires. Baseball's future has arrived in the Atlantic League with the introduction of an automated strike zone. We shift the responsibility for calling balls and strikes from a person to an emotionless piece of technology, free of the biases and inconsistencies of mere humans. The journal says that for now, Major League Baseball plans to observe how well the automated strike zone does before determining what happens next, noting it will most certainly move to the minor leagues before going to the big leagues. Coming up, how safe do you like your Facebook user data? We'll find out if the FTC is doing enough, breaking down a tall new order to protect your privacy.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Facebook has come under fire recently. It must pay $5 billion in fines after the FTC found it improperly managed user data. We learn of new stricter oversight, and the bottom line is, the FTC says these new measures protect consumers. Let's break it down and look at how. First off, we begin with third-party apps. They'll have a harder time getting their hands on your data. The Wall Street Journal's Spencer McNaughton explains further.
The settlement will force Facebook to increase its management of third-party developers. Facebook must now terminate developer access to user information if that developer can't justify their need for that data.
Also, now you need to actively consent for access to facial recognition data.
The FTC writes that the company must delete any existing facial recognition data within 90 days of the order, unless the company obtains users' affirmative consent to use it on templates in the future.
Moving on, Facebook cannot use your phone number to beef up its ad sales anymore.
Any given number in the guise of enhanced security may not be shared with advertisers or other third parties.
And the authorities, they will now be quickly notified.
The order also mandates that Facebook increase transparency when data of 500 or more users has been compromised. Facebook has to deliver notice within 30 days of the company's discovery of the incident, alongside a description of steps taken to remediate the issue.
And the FTC maintains this is just the beginning. Commissioner Noah Joshua Phillips has more.
It is not the purpose of this investigation to vindicate every concern that the world has about Facebook. We have big national conversations going on about the company and others like it right now. Those are important conversations. They're going to continue.
The story continues at WSJ.com. Head there for the latest. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.